From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to hold two campaign debates in June, hosted by CNN, and in September, hosted by ABC, setting the stage for the first presidential face-off in just weeks. CNN says the debate will be held in its Atlanta studios and no audience will be present. The Democratic president earlier Wednesday announced that he won't participate in fall presidential debates sponsored by the nonpartisan commission that's organized them for more than three decades. Biden proposed two debates with Trump. And CNN says it will open the door to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s participation if he or any other third-party candidate meets polling and ballot access requirements. Business groups in New Jersey are not happy with a proposed state law that would prohibit large retailers from shipping items in oversized boxes. Ray Cantor with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says it's not the intent of companies to be wasteful.
If we start trying to micromanage these really sophisticated logistic companies in order to tell them what size boxes they can and cannot use, I think what we're going to do is not get those packages done the same day or the next day or who knows however long.
The bill makes an exception, though, for electronics. This portion of the news made possible by Navage. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com. A Trenton man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for the drug overdose death of another man in Berkeley Township. 35-year-old Ryan Thompson had previously pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of the 55-year-old. Police had arrested Thompson along with two others last fall following the overdose death. Blueberry season is about a month away in New Jersey, and this year there is a high demand for organic blueberries than conventionally grown berries. But why?
Organics are grown without the use of conventional synthetic pesticides, fertilizers, or GMOs.
Joshua Mitten, sales manager at Frank Donio in Hamilton, the largest grower and distributor of blueberries in the state, says more imported blueberries are becoming organic, creating a year-long program of organic berries that customers seem to flock towards even more. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Walmart announcing layoffs affecting several hundred jobs at the retail giant's campus offices and says it will be requiring most remote workers and personnel in its Dallas, Atlanta, and Toronto offices to relocate to office hubs in Bentonville, Arkansas, the San Francisco Bay Avenue area, and Hoboken, New Jersey. The relocations will serve the goal of bringing more of us together more often, they say. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 350 points to close at 39,908. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Rain continues today through tonight into tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey's got a lot of historic wows, from Victorian beach towns to Revolutionary War battlegrounds. Explore wow after wow at more than 463 historic landmarks, in museums, lighthouses, and over 58 state and national parks. It's one wow after another, you get it. Find your wow at visitnj.org/history. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.